All right, so welcome to podcast number 2. This one's a video podcast as well, and I want to say a massive thank you for joining me with this podcast. I'm just really excited. The first one's gone really well. We've had a few listens to that podcast, and I've had a couple of great bits of feedback. So thank you so much for getting involved, listening, and being a part of this. So I'm really pleased and I'm really excited to give you some more great stuff. So it's really brilliant. So what I want to talk to you today is about a business topic. So Tuesdays will be business and then Mondays will be life habits. So today is a business topic. And today's topic is the number one mindset to have for success in business. Okay, I don't need to tell you that a lot of solopreneurs and people that go out for their journey to be their own boss and create their own lifestyle, a lot of them don't make it. A lot of them don't make it, and it doesn't happen for them. And I suppose the biggest thing is why does this not happen? Now, Grant Cardone is a massive, massive mentor of mine, and he's taught me so much about this. But what I didn't realize is that before I found Grant Cardone, there was quite a lot I knew already. And it wasn't that I particularly knew the skills, but I had a really strong mindset about this. And this is one of the biggest things that when I was with my old company, it made me the top producer in the country. You know, it made me one of the top producers for the business, for creating new opportunities and for growing. So what is it? What is the number one thing? So what a lot of experts say that in business, what happens is a business fails because it's undercapitalized. So there's not enough money in the business, not enough revenue that's created in the business. But the truth is it's not just about money. Because how do we get money? We can't just say, oh, well, it's just money. You know, money just doesn't happen. Money doesn't just come and fall on our lap. What's the thing that makes that happen? And I'll tell you what it is. It's the number one thing. Is sales. Sales is an absolute must for any business. The more sales you create, the better your business will perform. Now, obviously, the sales, you know, is one part of a big machine. So there's lots of cogs that turn with a business. But sales is the number one thing. And that was my biggest asset when I was growing my business and what it is today. I always have that mindset of growth. I always have that mindset of new what we have in martial arts, new students, new people on board. The lifeblood of a business is sales, because at the end of the day, sales is what creates the revenue stream. And if the revenue stream isn't created, you're not going to be able to reinvest in new opportunities and new ways of going forward. So it's super important to get this mindset down, because the mindset has to come before the skills. Because if you've got all the skills in the world, but you don't have the mindset and the drive to do it, it's not going to happen. You are not going to be able to create that energy and that persistence to make your sales happen and to make your business grow. Because at the end of the day, businesses only grow through sales, whether it be referral sales, new sales, after sales, upgrade sales, whatever it might be, your business only grows when there's more sales. Now, I know what some of you are thinking right now. Some of you are thinking that, well, yeah, but my business is a customer service business. We do it on referrals. We do it on customer service, and so on and so on and so on and so on. I can almost guarantee you that if you went to sell that business and there was no clear structure on how to get new business, so new clients, new customers, new students, whatever you want to call it, you will not get a lot for that business. No one is going to pay you a lot of money for a business that has no tangible plan or proof of how new business is created. I'll give you a perfect example, okay? Apple. Apple is one of the biggest companies in the world, and they focus on sales and revenue and new products. Yes, they're new products. Some people don't call it very innovative, but they focus on sales, marketing, branding, and they get the message out there that Apple is the best. And that's why it's so successful. It's not because they've got the best products. Now, don't get me wrong, you shouldn't have a shoddy product, and Apple isn't a shoddy product. But my point is that they always focus on new sales. They always focus on new people. They always focus on getting new revenue streams in. So it's a super important thing to do. And the mindset behind it is that your customers and your clients at the moment, you've got them, and it's fantastic. Obviously, your business is rocking, you're doing really well, and they're coming back. Students, or clients or customers, whatever you want to call them, will not stay forever. Now, I know that sounds like, oh my, really? Now, my people are going to stay forever. It just is not going to happen. You're going to have the 10% that are the hardcore, and you're going to have the 10% that are always going to leave. They've got 80% in the middle that waver on your decision or the decisions that you make. But at the end of the day, you are not going to be able to keep everyone. And that's just the facts. That is the facts, you know. And if you only want your customer base to survive on 10%, you always have to focus on getting new people in or getting new business. So it's super important to have this mindset, because you never know when you come into work one day, or you go to your class next, or you speak to your managers or whoever it might be that looks after clients, and they say, oh yeah, we're down five clients. And that could happen next month, and that can happen next month. 4 months down the line, you're in panic mode because you don't have enough people. So you have got to have this mindset that sales is super, super important. Never, ever, ever quit on sales, because without it, your program, your business is not going to grow. So it's almost like a part of a scarcity mindset that, you know, people are always going to quit. Sadly, that is the case. People are always going to move on to something else. They're going to find something, you know, or just interests change, business life changes, but there's always people out there. So what's the stumbling block to new sales? Why don't all businesses create more sales on a more regular basis and create opportunity? So I think it's two reasons. In my experience of speaking to business owners, seeing business happen, and how people and how businesses operate. So the biggest thing that I've seen is, number one, is people just don't realize how important it is. And I think this is why I wanted to get this message out there. Sales is so important because, like I said, for all the reasons I said, it's the lifeblood. People are always going to quit, and you should have that drive digging inside you to go and help someone new, because if your product is good enough, or your service is good enough, or it's, you should believe it's the best, then it should go and help people. So that's one thing. But also, what it is that people just don't realize how important it is. They think what they do is important. Yes, it is. It is important. Don't get me wrong, if you have a shoddy product or a shoddy service, people ain't going to care. They're not going to want to bother investing in you and investing with you. But you have to let people know. Now and back, you know, my whole time I've been doing business, I have driven to get people to know what I'm doing. I'll give you an example. Every night I teach class, I expect someone new to come in and I expect to get them joined. If I don't get someone new joined every week, I feel like I've let myself down, but I feel like I've let someone else down that could have been a part of my group or a part of my school. It's just the mindset you've got to have, because at the end of the day, it's going to happen. You know, in the last 7 days, I've had two families saying, sorry, we can't continue anymore. You know, and what's going to happen? Am I just going to let that go by the wayside? Or am I just going to have to say, right, okay, forget about that. Let's get on. Let's find someone new. And then the second thing I find is that, I'm going to give you a bonus, but the second one, so the first one is people don't realize how important it is. They think what they do is more important. And it is obviously important, but sales is first and foremost. You have to sell it before you actually make it happen. And then the second one is people fear rejection. They fear it not happening, and they getting that feeling like, oh, I let someone down. Now, I do suffer with this a little bit. So when someone isn't able to, if I can't transact with someone that I know they can love the program and it's going to be great for them, and they decide not to, it kills me inside. It absolutely kills me. And it's hindered me in a lot of ways. But recently I've had to step up my game and say, right, don't worry about that, move on, next. But people really fear that rejection, because rejection, no one wants to be rejected. But at the end of the day, it's going to happen. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. People are either going to quit or they're going to come and try out and it's not going to be for them. But this rejection thing has to be dealt with in your own mind. And if you're getting rejection and you're feeling emotional about that, there's something from your past you have to deal with, or there's some sort of advice you were given that you have to deal with. And that's what I had to do. I had to deal with a few things in my life that were making me fear the rejection. So don't worry about that rejection. No, it's a part of life. Life is rejection. If you get rejected, that's life. That's okay. Move on. Don't worry about it. Because the worst thing you can do is let rejection paralyze you into doing nothing. And I've been there. I've been to those places where rejection has paralyzed me. I haven't wanted to do it anymore. And I've not wanted to carry on. So I totally understand if you're listening to this going, oh my God, I just don't want people to come and I let them down and they won't do it anymore. I totally understand. I'm with you 100%. But you cannot stay there. Yes, you get upset for it about it in the moment. But move on now. Find someone else to help or keep in touch and follow up with them to help them. So the next piece. So obviously we've spoken about that. So we've spoken about, you being not knowing that it's important and then understanding that, you know, the reason people don't do sales is because they fear rejection and you know, how to come away from that and how to deal with that. But here's a third bonus, and I think this is so important, and I'm going to give you an amazing example. So for example, imagine you're 4 years old, right, and you've gone to swimming school. So you're going to go into a swimming lesson. So you're going to get lessons for swimming. Great, fantastic, I'm really pleased, I'm really excited, fantastic. It's going to be really fun. The problem, though, is that the instructor just throws you in the pool and says, right, off you go, get on with it. What on earth, how on earth is that going to happen? That kid's going to drown and it's going to be messy, you know, let's just be honest. And that is exactly what happens to people in business, what happens to salespeople, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, you know, anyone that's in the business realm or, you know, for example, we're going to get into how this might occur in life as well. There are no skills. There is no skills to help you survive that area of life. So with the sales, people can't or don't or won't do it because they don't have the skill set to do it. And this is where this whole misconception of people go, oh, well, that person's a born salesperson. No, what they haven't realized is that the people that seem to be born salespeople have practiced, have read up, watched, listened, practiced, rehearsed, failed again and again and again and again. Before I was the top producer and consider myself to be a very decent salesperson, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I had no idea what I was doing. I couldn't get people to join. It was just a nightmare and I feared it so much, and I'd had enough. I'd had enough of trying to help people and influence people to the right decision. You have to learn how to do it. You have to learn what the skill sets are, what to say, what not to say, how it works, how it doesn't work. And you think, okay, right, so where do I get that from? There's only one person you get it from. You know, one person you get it from, and that's Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone's training, his Grant Cardone University training is the best training on the planet. Now, I could sit here and say, hey, I've got a new sales training program coming out soon. And I probably will do something like that, and it'll be great. And I'll be really pleased that I'll be getting that out there. But I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that, oh, I learned it all on my own. There is only one person to follow in the sales game, and that is Grant Cardone. When you start to understand how deep he's delved into the game of sales, influence, and communication, it's unreal. Now, if you've seen Grant Cardone and you don't like him because he comes across quite bolshy, he's very polarizing, right? He's as we say in UK, he's Marmite. You either love him or you hate him, you know? But the reason is because he has a persona to grab attention. One thing I've realized is when you actually get on his training program and listen to his content, he's professional, well-spoken, you know, trains people in a respectful manner, and lets people know that they are valued, wanted, needed, and everything along those lines. So I can understand your reservations when some people might have reservations when they hear Grant Cardone, but you have to get into his training. His training is magic. It's absolutely brilliant because he has studied the game for years. He's professional. He keeps it lighthearted. He keeps it fun, but he keeps it serious. If you can keep it lighthearted and you can keep it lighthearted and serious, then you're onto a winner. So that's the sales game. It starts with the mindset. You have to have that mindset in your business that sales is the most important thing that you can create. And I'm going to give you another great example, McDonald's. McDonald's do not have the best burger in the world, but they are the most successful restaurant in the world. Why? Because their sales and marketing game is on point. They know that any day their business could go away. And let's be honest, with the way the world is being disrupted with technology and how, you know, things like Amazon are coming along and how that they could be disrupted. You know, one day we may even get our dinner transported to us in a box. You think that's crazy? You're listening to this through a Wi-Fi, or you're listening to this through a little screen that this is this big. 20 years ago, if you'd said you were going to watch a video that goes live or goes onto a TV show that is this big, people would think you're crazy. But it's coming. The future is coming. So they know that they have to advertise. Yes, they have to innovate. That's super important. But they market and advertise aggressively, and they're not sorry for it. One trap that I want you guys to make sure you don't get into. A lot of people in business, when they come to try out, or a new person comes to try out, or you know they're interested in the service, and you take them through it, you do the presentation, you do the demonstration, you show them the figures and the numbers, and people then turn around and say, oh, yeah, I'll think about it. That person will go away, and in your mind, for some of you, and it's happened to me, you go, it's just not for them. My program's too expensive. My premises isn't right. It wasn't the right time of day. They're not the right people we want. I will give you one piece. You have to take full responsibility for the fact that that sale did not happen because of you. It's not them. It's not the environment. It's not the economy. It's not the government. None of that matters. You and you alone have the skills and everything you have, everything you need inside you to help that person make the deal. And I'm going to leave you with one thing. When you're on a rapid ride, and if anyone's ever been on a rapid ride, it's exhilarating, it's crazy, it's mental. I haven't been on one, but I've seen the videos. It's exciting to start with. You're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go on a rapid ride. Oh my God, I'm going to go on a rapid ride. And then you get on the rapid ride, and it becomes a nightmare. Because it's bumpy, it's choppy, you might nearly fall out, there's that fear there. If you, as that person that's doing that rapid ride, turn to the instructor and say, oh, I want to get off now, the instructor doesn't go, yeah, of course, yeah, no problem, get off. That does not happen. The instructor coaches you and influences you to continue and get through it, and it will be fine at the end. And you get off the ride, or get off the rapid in the boat, and you are so glad you stayed on it. It's just like a ride at a theme park. You get on it, you're excited, then it locks down, you're committed now, there's a commitment, and you're like, oh my God, I want off, oh my God, I want off, oh my God, I want off. The person with the little switch doesn't say, okay, off you get. Unless it's extremely, extremely rare when the person is literally about to throw up or heave or pass out. But you have to be like that with people that come into your business. You cannot just say, oh, well, yeah, they just didn't want to. You have to, number one, make the commitment to have that mindset of the sales. Get that in your brain. Because if they don't join up, they're going to join up with someone else. And you've got the ability to make that happen. Number two, you need the skills. You need the mindset. You need the skills and the training. And get that from Grant Cardone. So I hope this really helped you. I hope this has given you a bit more of an insight on where I've come through in my life, what's helped me get to the successes I have in my past, and also where I am now. And I hope you really enjoyed it. So give us a like, give us a comment, give us a subscribe if you're on any sort of channel, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, if you're seeing this on Instagram. Love to hear your comments, love to hear your likes. And just thank you so much. I'm so pleased that we have this platform now to distribute our message and distribute our, you know, our thoughts and our benefits that we can give to people. There are so many channels out there. And if you're watching this thinking, oh, wow, that's amazing, you can do it too. You have something inside you that no one else has. And you can get out there and you can do it. And I was hearing that message for years. I never took it seriously. And now I am. And I know that this message is going to help someone. Because I've been there. I've been lost. I've been unsure. I've been uncertain. But you can do it too. So I hope you enjoyed that one. The biggest key and mindset to creating a great business. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time. Have a great day. See you go. Bye-bye.